Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Hoyles moves to third. Mark McLemore, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Hoyles scores. Hewlett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Hoyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards the mound. McDowell catches it and throws to third to double up Anderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua is 0-1 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkoviche is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore is 0-1 in the game. McLemore strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Cora hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Devereaux goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 0-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hoyles is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 0-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura bunts towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. Cora moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Alan Mills now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to third for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. David Segui now playing first base. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Ellis Burks pinch runs for Bo Jackson. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burks moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive towards center. Devereaux chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Devereaux. Ventura tags and scores. Burks scores. Pasqua moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Huff pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche bunts towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. Huff moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ellis Burks now playing right field. Mike Huff now playing left field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 3, and Baltimore Orioles 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.